comme a dit les gens qui ne connaissaient pas Dieu.
So God came to Abraham.
Et Dieu a visité Abraham.
And introduced himself to Abraham.
Et s'est présenté lui-même à Abraham.
And revealed himself to Abraham. Told him, I am God Almighty.
Let me hold.
Okay. So he said, I am God Almighty. I want to make a covenant with you.
Je vais faire une alliance avec vous.
I want you to come out of this land. Come out of your father's house.
Sors de la maison de ton père.
Come out of your tribe.
Sors de ton pays.
Come out of this country.
Sors de ton pays.
Come to the land that I will show you.
Et va dans le pays où je vais t'indiquer.
And he says, I will make you a great nation.
Il dit, je te ferai une grande nation.
And Abraham responded to God.
Abraham a répondu à Dieu.
And a relationship developed between both of them.
Et les deux ont développé une relation.
The people in that land did not know God.
Les gens dans ce pays ne connaissaient pas Dieu.
So they walked according to their own imaginations.
Ils marchaient selon leurs imaginations.
According to their own thinking.
Et selon leurs pensées.
And you know, they walked in their own ways.
Ils ont marché dans leur propre chemin.
God began to reveal himself to Abraham and made a covenant with him.
He
said, through you, Abraham, through your seed, I will bless all the nations of the earth. It was through this man,
Abraham,
that Jesus Christ came. And through him, the gospel has come. And that's why we are here today. When God calls a man to walk with him, God enters into a covenant with him. He begins to go into that man and begins to change that man. The Bible says that if a man be in Christ, it says that he is a new creature. He is a new personality. Even though physically he will still look the same, but the real man inside him, something has changed. The old man dies and a new man is born. That's what it means to be born again. Hallelujah. So when that change takes place in a man, when that change takes place in a man, he begins to undergo a transformation in his mind, in his emotions, even in his desires, and in his will. The things he used to like,
he
begins to find a change. And that is the beginning of a walking and a relationship with God. When a man comes to this point and decides to move on this way, usually he will encounter resistance. You know, Israel was in Egypt. They were serving the gods of Egypt. They were serving the Egyptians. Pharaoh is like, it's a type of the devil. And God came to Egypt and brought his people out of Egypt. Pharaoh said, I will not allow them to go. And so Pharaoh mobilized his armies. Pharaoh mobilized his army. Yes. And began to chase the children of Israel. See, I will not allow them to go. You know, and he caught up with them at the Red Sea. You know, so at that Red Sea, it was like a problem. The children of Israel were facing the Red Sea. There was no way to cross. And Pharaoh was coming behind with his army, chasing them to try to destroy them. And the people of Israel, they cried unto the Lord. And the Lord opened a way for them to pass and destroy the army of Pharaoh at the Red Sea. So when a man begins to walk with the Lord, the devil whom he was serving before begins to come after him. You know, Pharaoh, when Israel left Egypt, Pharaoh said, how did I allow these people to go? Was I mad to allow them to go? No, I have to go and get them back. You know, and God had to destroy Pharaoh so that Israel will, you know, go. You see, so when we talk about traditions, we're talking about spirits. You know, there this power behind tradition are spirits. You know, when we obey these traditions, we worship the spirits and we give life to them. When we say we're going to stop, this spirit certainly will rise up against us. So in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, Paul says that we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but we're fighting against principalities and powers and wicked spirits in high places. So these spirits will try to fight against us, to make things difficult for us, to raise trouble for us here and there, so that we can become discouraged like the children of Israel and say, let us go back to Egypt again. But God spoke to Moses and said, stand still. Stand still. Be quiet. Be calm. Don't be afraid. And you will see the salvation of our God. You will see the deliverance of God. You will see the hand of God. You know, why I'm saying this is because I feel that God has shown an interest in you. He has shown an interest in this family. And he's given an invitation to you. He says, I want to do business with you. When God wants to do business with a man, God puts his terms on the table.
What is the word?
Terms, man, that is his, you know,
his plan. His plan.
Yes, and his offer. So if you walk with me, I will be your friend. I will provide for you. I will protect you. I would be a friend to your friends. I will be an enemy to your enemies. Any man who blesses you shall be blessed. Anyone who curses you shall be cursed. You will call upon me in your day of trouble. I will answer you. I will show you great things that you don't know of. You know, I will give you a future. A hope. An expectation that cannot be cut off. You know, and when you make up your mind to walk with God, and you begin to have a desire in your heart to know God, God will also begin to reveal himself to you so that you will know him. You will know the joy that comes with knowing God. You will know the peace that comes with knowing God. You will also know the challenges that come with knowing God. Because there are battles to fight. Yes, but God says we are more than conquerors. He's the one that gives us victory.
C'est lui qui nous donne la victoire.
In Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm. En Jésus-Christ.
You know, so we are burdened in our hearts to have time to talk with you.
Nous avions vraiment le fardeau dans notre cœur pour vous parler.
You know, and to let you know.
Et de vous faire savoir.
That the way that you are going.
Que le chemin que vous avez pris.
The way of the Lord.
Le chemin de l'Éternel.
Is a way of battle.
C'est le chemin de la bataille.
It's just a way of victory.
C'est aussi le chemin de la victoire.
And You have to prepare your heart.
Vous devez préparer vos cœurs.
You know, to walk with the Lord.
Pour marcher avec l'Éternel.
It's a fulfilling way. As it's a way that it brings fulfillment to a man's life.
C'est le chemin où il apporte l'accomplissement.
Yes, it also brings joy.
Il apporte également la joie.
Even in the midst of the battles that we fight.
Même au milieu de batailles dans lesquelles nous allons nous retrouver.
After we came last time. We felt that it would be good for you to know these brethren who are in Kinshasa. Because they are closer. We are far away, but they are closer. And they are Congo. Just like you. And you know, at least they have. We went to Congo to give them the word that God gave to us. So they can share with you their own experiences. You know, to see what God is also doing in their lives, in their own lives. And if you look at the Bible, there you will see the pattern how God, you know, relates with a man.
Et si vous regardez dans la Bible, vous verrez le modèle comment est-ce que Dieu est avec l'homme.
You know, God comes to you as a friend.
Dieu vous approche comme un frère.
And that friendship can develop.
Et cette amitié peut développer.
To a point when it is very close.
Jusqu'à tel point qu'il s'en sera vraiment attaché.
So it's a relationship.
C'est une relation.
You know, God came to Abraham.
Dieu est apparu à Abraham.
You know, and he came to Abraham just like he's a family.
Il est allé trouver Abraham juste comme une famille.
And the way God came to Abraham is the way he's coming to you.
De la même manière que Dieu a approché Abraham, c'est de la même manière qu'il est en train de vous approcher.
You know, there was a man called Colinus. A Roman general called Cornelius.
Il y a un général romain appelé Corneille.
Cornelius. Okay, Cornelius. Yes. Uh-huh. Mm. So he was hungry for God.
Lui, il était vraiment affamé de Dieu.
You know, he desired God.
Il avait désiré Dieu.
And the Bible says he was a man that feared God.
La Bible dit que c'était un homme qui craignait Dieu.
God sent Peter.
Dieu a envoyé Pierre.
To go for many miles. To come to his house.
Donc, il a quitté de kilomètres et de kilomètres jusqu'à atteindre sa maison.
So, God didn't send Peter to go to a church. To go to an established church. God did not send Peter to go to an established church. God sent him to a home.
Il n'a pas envoyé Pierre dans une église bâtie, mais il a envoyé Pierre dans une famille.
So that's the way God works.
C'est de cette manière que Dieu marche. You know.
So just like God sent Peter to go to Cornelius' house, that's why he has asked us to come here.
De la même manière que Dieu a demandé à Pierre d'aller trouver Cornelius dans sa maison, c'est de la même manière que Dieu aussi nous a demandé.
And it is for you to see it and then to respond.
Maintenant, ça nécessite que vous puissiez le voir et vous puissiez aussi répondre.
So Cornelius, he knew it was something very important.
Et Cornelius a reconnu que c'était une chose très importante.
For God to send deliverance to his house.
Pour que Dieu puisse envoyer la délivrance dans sa maison.
Another man like that is Zacchaeus.
Un autre homme de la même manière, c'était aussi Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says he has the hearing of Jesus.
Et la Bible dit qu'il a entendu parler de Jésus.
And the Bible says when Jesus was passing by.
Et la Bible dit lorsque Jésus passait.
In his heart, he had a desire.
Dans son cœur, il avait le désir.
And that desire made him to climb the tree. Zacchaeus had limitations. There were things that could have discouraged him from reaching out for God. He was a short man. And he was a tax collector.
Et il était aussi un homme qui collectait les impôts.
As a short man, you know, that was a problem for him. He couldn't see.
Avec sa courte taille, c'était ça qui posait les problèmes. Alors il ne pouvait pas voir.
But he saw an opportunity.
Alors il a trouvé une opportunité.
He saw the tree. He climbed the tree.
Il a vu un arbre et il est allé monter le.
And you know, as he was, he climbed the tree. He didn't even know whether Jesus would see him.
Et lorsqu'il a monté sur l'arbre, il ne savait même pas que Jésus allait le voir.
But that showed he made an effort.
Mais ça montre que lui il a fait un effort.
And Jesus identified with him.
Et Jésus l'a identifié.
So what he's saying is that if you make an effort to reach out to God,
ce qu'il est en train de dire est que si vous faites un effort d'atteindre Dieu,
no matter how small that effort is,
peu importe, peu soit-il l'effort que vous êtes en train de fournir,
God recognizes it.
Dieu va le reconnaître.
I said, Zacchaeus, today I'm going to your house. He says, Zacchaeus, today I'm going to your house. And you know, Jesus went to his house. So you see, again, it shows that relationship. You know, Jesus wants to be personal with you. He wants to come to your house. He wants to identify with you. And he knew what Zacchaeus was going through. He knew his challenges. And when he got to Zacchaeus, Jesus said, today is salvation come to your house. And I think that's the word that God is giving to you. As we sat down here, as I was praying, that was the word that was hearing in my heart. The word that God was giving to me is that salvation has come to you. And when God comes to you, it's because he's responding to something in your heart.
Lorsqu'il est en train de vous approcher, c'est parce qu'il est en train de répondre à quelque chose qui est dans votre cœur.
He is responding to a desire in your heart.
Il est en train de répondre au désir.
He is responding to a heart cry in you.
Il est en train de répondre au cœur qui pleure.
And there's a scripture in Revelation chapter 3.
Il y a une écriture.
Can you read it? Revelation 3:20. Revelation chapter 3 verse 20.
Verset
23. 20 or 30?
You have to buy one. You have to buy one. Yes, after it's good.
Revelation
3:20.
The Bible is like your telephone,
yeah? To talk to God, yes. Okay, so read one of you, either Haman or Pamela, read. Chapter 3:20. 3:20. Chapter 3, verse 20. Read. Read.
Voici, je me tiens à la porte et je frappe. Si quelqu'un entend ma voix et ouvre la porte, j'entrerai chez lui. Je souperai avec lui et lui avec moi.
Okay. It says, behold, I stand at the door.
Il dit, voici, je me tiens devant la porte.
And I feel this evening God is speaking to two of you.
Je sens ce soir qu'il est en train de vous
appeler. He has come to your house.
Il est venu dans votre maison.
And when the Bible says house,
et lorsque la Bible parle de la maison,
it's talking of two things.
Il est en train de parler de deux choses.
It's talking of your house, you and your wife and your children, your family.
Ça parle d'abord de la maison comme vous, votre femme, votre famille et vos enfants.
And you are the head of the house.
Vous qui êtes la tête de la maison.
So God is saying, open the door for me and I'll come in.
Et Dieu est en train de dire, ouvrez la porte pour moi et je vais entrer.
Then when it also speaks about the house, it's also speaking of your soul.
Ça parle aussi de vos âmes.
Because you are the house of God.
Parce que vous êtes la maison de Dieu.
Jesus told them, that my house, my body is the temple of God. Let's read it, John chapter 2.
Jean chapitre 2.
Your phone number.
John chapter 2.
2 verse 19.
Jésus leur répondit, détruisez ce temple et en 3 jours je le relèverai. Les Juifs dirent, il a fallu 46 ans pour bâtir ce temple et toi en 3 jours tu le relèveras. Mais ils parlaient du temple de son corps.
Ok. So, Jesus told them, this temple, if you destroy it, in 3 days I will build it up.
Jésus leur a dit, détruisez ce temple.
They say, this big temple took us 46 years to build, and you want to build it in 3 days.
Ils ont dit, mais ce temple nous a pris 46 ans pour le construire. Alors toi, tu viens le reconstruire en 3 jours?
But the Bible said that Jesus was speaking of the temple of his body.
Mais la Bible dit que Jésus parlait du temple de son corps.
In the New Testament, you are the temple of God.
Dans le Nouveau Testament, vous êtes le temple de Dieu.
Many people in the church today are still thinking according to the Old Testament.
Beaucoup de gens aujourd'hui dans les églises pensent toujours selon l'Ancien Testament.
When they think of church,
lorsqu'ils pensent de l'église,
they think of a big building.
Et ils pensent d'une grande construction.
Where you have many people.
Là où vous verrez beaucoup de gens.
Where you have ceremonies.
Là où vous trouverez des cérémonies.
Jesus said that is the Old Testament.
So
I have come to establish a New Testament. And in that New Testament, you are the temple of God. So God wants to have a relationship with you. So he comes to you as an individual. And he comes to you as a family. Because you are the temple of God. So that is one of the mistakes people have been making. When they think of God, they say God is very far. They think God is ceremony. You know, you go to church on Sunday. You go to church on Wednesday. You read some book. You follow doctrine that people have brought. Jesus said that is not why I came. Say I came to have a relationship with you. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If you open the door, I will come in. That is the word that God is giving to you this evening. Say, you are the temple of God. A temple is the place where God dwells. So when Jesus says, I want to come into your heart, when Jesus says, I want to come into your family, he's coming to dwell there. He's coming to dwell. When he comes, he's not going. He's coming to dwell. There's a man called Obed-Edom in the Bible. It was the man that brought the ark of God into his house. And when he received the ark of God into his house,
lorsqu'il a reçu l'arche de Dieu dans sa maison,
the Bible says everything about him changed.
Et la Bible dit que toute chose était changée.
God began to bless him.
Dieu a commencé à le bénir.
So when you receive Jesus into your heart,
lorsque vous recevez Jésus dans votre cœur,
when you receive Jesus into your family,
lorsque vous le recevez dans votre famille,
he's coming with blessing.
Il vient avec une bénédiction.
He's coming. So he told Zacchaeus today. Salvation is come to your house. It is the greatest thing that Jesus wants to come to you. That out of all the people, there were many people on the tree that day. But there was something in Zacchaeus that caught Jesus' attention. He says, Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your house today. And I think that God is responding to something in your heart. It's a big opportunity God is giving to you. And if you receive it, he's coming with blessing. You might have challenges, but God will help you one step after the other. Zacchaeus had to make adjustments. And for you, you have to make adjustments. If Jesus comes into your heart, you have to be prepared to make adjustments. Zacchaeus says, all the people I have been cheating in my business, I won't cheat them again. So Zacchaeus was saying, there are some things I've been doing before which are not good. It speaks of repentance.
Là, il parle de la repentance.
When God comes to you,
lorsque Dieu vient chez vous,
you cannot remain the same.
Vous ne pouvez pas demeurer le même.
And what you need is repentance.
Ce que vous avez besoin, c'est la repentance.
He says, the things that I used to do before, I will not do it again. That is the offering God is looking from you. They may look very big. You may feel you don't have the strength to do them. God is not asking you for strength or ability to do. God is asking for obedience in your heart. So that's the most important thing. Say, in your heart you decide, I will not continue in my old ways. So if you in your heart make that decision, that is the offering that God wants from you. Remember, you are the temple of God. And in the temple of God, there must be an altar, a place where an offering is made. And that altar is your heart. So the offering that God wants on that altar is obedience. That's what God wants. It's just that, say, God, I will submit to you. The things I used to do, I will not do them no more. The way I used to go before, I will not go. I will not continue to do my own things. I will do what to please you.
Je ferai maintenant ce qui te plaira.
So Zacchaeus said, all the people that I have been cheating, I'm going to restore all the things I took from them.
Et Zacchaeus a dit, je vais aller rembourser tout ce que j'ai pris.
So apart from deciding in his heart,
et en dehors des décisions que vous allez prendre dans votre
vie, he took a step to establish the new friendship with God.
Oui, après avoir pris la décision, il a fait un pas, il a commencé une nouvelle relation avec Dieu.
So all the things that he knew would be an obstacle, he began to remove them.
Et il a commencé à réprimander toutes les choses qui étaient comme obstacles devant lui.
He says, I will start on a new slate.
Il
And that's what God wants you to do today. You tell God, I'm going to start on a new slate. The old things will pass. The old way of relating with people will pass. I don't want any guilty conscience in my mind. I put them apart. I'm going to start a new walk with God. Because I know salvation has come to me. I don't want to lose it. I'm going to hold it. And Zacchaeus, who held it very strongly, and he put aside all the old things and he began to walk with God. In the case of Cornelius, he went and called all his friends. God is sending some people to me. He went and called all his friends.
Il a dit, j'ai envoyé les gens chez moi et il est allé prendre ses amis.
So come and hear the word of God.
Il a dit, venez et venez écouter la parole de Dieu.
So he began to take a step.
Il a commencé à prendre un pas.
To affect his community, his friends.
Pour qu'il puisse affecter d'abord sa communauté.
To begin to affect his community.
Pour commencer à affecter sa communauté.
In our heart, we know God wants to use you to affect your community, your country.
Dans nos cœurs, nous savons que Dieu veut vous utiliser pour que vous puissiez affecter votre famille et votre pays et votre communauté.
To affect your family.
Affecter votre famille.
To affect your friends and your brothers.
Affecter vos amis, vos frères et vos.
And then to affect the country.
Et aussi bien affecter le pays.
God told us that there is a harvest in Brazzaville.
Et Dieu nous a dit qu'il y a la récolte à Brazzaville.
And he's giving you the opportunity to be a central figure in that harvest he wants to make.
Et il veut que vous puissiez être le figuier central dans cette récolte.
Oh, in your mind you may feel that, oh, I am not qualified.
Et peut-être que vous pouvez vous sentir un peu.
You may feel, say, oh, I don't know anything about God. I don't know anything about the Bible. But God is not asking you for that. He's only asking you for your heart. Just call your friends.
Just appelez vos amis.
And you tell them, look, this is what God is doing. God is visiting families. God is visiting hearts. God has visited me. He can also visit you. That's what happened with Cornelius. The churches were there, the synagogues were there. But he didn't care about them.
Lui, il n'a pas tenu compte de toutes ces églises.
And he obeyed God.
Lui, il a obéi à Dieu.
And God sent Peter to them.
Et Dieu leur a envoyé Pierre.
And today the word of God is coming to you.
Aujourd'hui, la parole de Dieu est chez
vous. It's a word of blessing.
C'est la parole de bénédiction.
Because God says, I will come into you and dwell with you.
Parce que Dieu a dit, je viendrai chez toi et demeurerai avec toi.
I will come and I will sup with you and you will sup with me. Now, what has happened is that man has wandered far away from God. Like the prodigal son. He went far from his father's house. He wanted to be on his own. He wanted to do his own things. And he said, give me my own inheritance. And he went to a far country. And, you know, he enjoyed himself. All to a time when all the things he had finished. The Bible says he began to feast on dog food, pig food. But one day, He came to that point of decision.
Il est arrivé à ce point-là de la décision.
You see, and that is, again, we'll come back to that issue of decision.
Nous revenons encore sur ce point de, sur ce problème de décision.
You see, I will arise and go back to my father.
Il a dit, je vais rentrer chez mon père.
In my father's house.
Dans la maison de mon père.
I will be satisfied.
Je serai satisfait.
There is a desire in the heart of man.
Il y a le désir dans le cœur de l'homme.
That can only be filled by God.
Qui ne peut être rempli que de par Dieu.
Sometimes we think we can fill it with our business or our all the things we like.
Parfois nous croyons que nous pouvons remplir ces désirs par nos affaires ou par les choses que nous aimons beaucoup.
We think sometimes we think we can fill it with the things we like.
Plutôt, soit de remplir par des choses que nous aimons vraiment beaucoup.
Some people it is music.
Pour d'autres gens c'est la musique.
Some people it is their work.
Pour d'autres gens, c'est leur travail.
Some people it is a relationship with men or women.
Et pour d'autres, ce sont leurs contacts avec les femmes, les hommes.
So some people it is politics.
Et pour les autres, c'est la politique.
Just like that prodigal son.
Juste comme cet enfant prodigue.
A time comes.
Le moment est venu.
When we must speak the truth.
Lorsque le moment où nous devons dire la vérité.
That we are not satisfied.
Despite
all the things that we have been trying to satisfy ourselves with.
Juste trouver toutes les choses que nous étions en train d'essayer de d'amener pour nous faire satisfaire.
We are not satisfied.
On a vu qu'on n'était pas
satisfait. You see a prostitute.
Vous verrez une prostituée.
After all the relationships, all the things, is still empty.
Elle est toujours vide après avoir concouru avec tous les contacts qui étaient là. Elle est toujours vide.
You see somebody who is dancing. After dancing, is still empty.
Vous verrez quelqu'un après avoir dansé, il est toujours vide.
If people who watch sports, after watching a particular sport, after it, they are still empty.
Et il y a des gens qui aiment bien le sport. Après avoir regardé le sport, il est toujours vide.
So the television, they'll bring one new program.
La télévision va apporter un nouveau programme.
After that new program,
après ce nouveau programme,
they bring a new one.
On met encore un autre nouveau programme.
They say it's a new program.
Et on dit ça c'est le nouveau programme.
A new program.
Un nouveau programme.
That's how it's going and going, and you are not satisfied.
Et vous allez les suivre, mais vous n'êtes pas satisfait.
Jesus is the only one that can satisfy.
Jésus est le seul qui peut satisfaire.
And when we make that response,
et lorsque nous
he says, I will come and I will have fellowship with you. He's the only one that can satisfy us. And he's saying, come back to me. And when you come back to me, say, I will satisfy you. I will give you rest. The Bible tells us the story of the woman that was by the well.
La Bible nous parle de la femme qui était au puits.
The Bible says it was the Samaritan woman.
Et la Bible dit que c'était une femme samaritaine.
Every day she would go to the well to go and draw water.
Chaque jour, elle partait au puits pour prendre de l'eau.
But she had a special appointment one day.
Mais un jour, elle a eu un rendez-vous spécial.
The Bible says that she met Jesus at the well.
La Bible dit la femme a rencontré Jésus.
And Jesus said, give me of your water.
Et Jésus a dit, donne-moi de l'eau.
She said, ah, how can you, being a Jew, ask me, Samaritan, to give you
et la femme
water?
A dit, mais toi, tu es un Juif. Moi, je suis une Samaritaine. Comment peux-je te donner de l'eau?
And she became religious.
Et elle est devenue vraiment religieuse.
She said, ah, no, we are Samaritans. We don't have anything to do with Jews.
Et elle a dit, nous sommes Samaritains et on n'a pas de relation avec Dieu.
What God wants to do with you is not religion.
Lorsque Dieu veut faire, ce que Dieu veut faire avec vous, ce n'est pas la religion.
God has nothing to do with religion.
Dieu n'a rien à voir avec la religion.
With church business.
Les églises, ce sont des affaires.
Church business is a business.
Les affaires des églises, ce sont des affaires.
They don't even have room for God.
Ils n'ont même pas des ne fût-ce qu'un quoi. Une salle pour Dieu.
So we're not talking about church business.
Nous ne sommes pas en train de parler des affaires de l'église.
We're talking about a relationship.
Nous parlons de la relation.
Jesus says, I want you to give me water.
Jésus a dit, je veux que tu me donnes de l'eau.
Jesus said, okay, go and call your husband.
Jésus a dit, va et appelle ton mari.
Jesus, the woman said, I don't have any husband.
Et la femme dit, moi, je suis pas de mari.
Jesus said, yes. Because you have had four husbands already. And the one you are living with now is not even your husband. So Jesus began to relate with her. She had challenges. She was struggling to find peace, to find rest, to find satisfaction in life. And Jesus knew about it. When we go to church, when we are involved in religion, it doesn't address our needs. It's only ceremony. You go to church, stand up, sit down. You recite some things. You do some things. Then you give your offering. And you come home. The challenges are still there. Jesus was not interested in that. Jesus said, I'm interested in you. He said, you have had four husbands. And those four husbands, it was a very bad experience for you. And even the one you are in now, this one, this relationship, you will still not be satisfied. Jesus was saying, look, you are in prison. And I can set you free. So Jesus began to minister to her. He says, there is a water I will give to you. That you will never thirst again. You must say, which water is it that you are going to give me that I will not thirst again? She tried to use her head. She tried to use her head to relate to what Jesus was saying. But she did. Jesus said, the water I will give to you is living water. Not this water every day you come to fetch. And that is what God is saying today. He wants to give you living water. That will satisfy your soul. In Genesis chapter 2, the Bible said that Adam had fellowship with God. There was a water, a river that was flowing from God. And was ministering to the soul of Adam. And when Adam sinned, that river stopped flowing. And since that time, man has been looking for water. Water speaks of life. Water is that we bring nourishment to us. It speaks of the goodness of God. It speaks of the presence of God. It speaks of the deliverance of God. Jesus said, if I give you this water, you will never thirst again. Say, I will put a spring in you that will always be giving life to you. Bible said the joy of the Lord is your strength. There's a difference between having happiness and joy.
Happiness. What is the right word in English? Joy and happiness.
That's different. If I give you 1 million CFA.
Être content et très joyeux. Avoir la joie et très content.
If I give you 1 million CFA, you'll be very happy.
Il est en train de dire que c'est différent d'être avoir la joie et être content.
You'll be very, very happy.
Si on te donne 1 million de francs CFA aujourd'hui, vous serez très content.
But joy.
Mais la joie.
Is being joyful, being joyful, even if you don't have money.
Mais la joie, c'est être joyeux même lorsque vous n'avez pas l'argent.
Even when there is no money, you are still happy.
Même lorsque vous n'êtes, vous n'avez pas l'argent, vous êtes toujours content.
That is the one that Jesus said he will give to you.
C'est ce que Jésus est en train de dire qu'il va vous donner.
And so many people are looking for happiness.
Aujourd'hui, beaucoup de gens cherchent à être contents.
So that's why they look for men, look for women to make them happy.
Et c'est pour cela les hommes cherchent les femmes pour qu'ils soient contents.
Even with that, they don't have joy.
Même avec ça, ils n'ont pas toujours.
People look for money.
Même ici, vous cherchez l'argent.
But even with that, they don't have joy.
À la fin, ils n'ont pas toujours la joie.
They work in their business to fill it up, yet they don't have joy.
Ils travaillent, ils font tout dans leurs affaires pour remplir ce vide, mais ils ont toujours.
Jesus said, "I have come that you may have life. I have it abundantly."
Jésus a dit, "Je suis venu pour vous donner la vie et la vie en abondance."
Jesus comes, he gives you joy.
Jésus vient et vous donne la joie.
Joy in the morning, joy in the night.
La joie dans le matin et la joie dans la nuit.
He gives you peace.
Il vous donne la paix.
He gives you satisfaction.
Il vous donne la satisfaction.
All the time.
À tout moment.
Whether you have food or you don't have food,
même
you have joy.
Le moment où vous avez la nourriture, même le moment où vous n'en avez pas.
You are at peace.
Vous êtes dans la paix.
Yeah, you see that your life will change.
Vous verrez que votre vie va changer.
Your health will change.
Votre santé va changer.
You will be content.
Vous serez content.
And you will see you'll be a blessing.
Et vous verrez que vous serez une bénédiction.
You will be a person that has a direction.
Vous serez une personne qui a une direction.
That has a focus.
Qui a un objectif.
Because Jesus has come in.
Parce que Jésus est venu.
Amen. So I feel that that's what God is saying to you. And you know, you need to make a decision that you are going to receive it. Now, when you receive it as a family, when you made the decision, like Zacchaeus, there are a few provisions you need to make. The first provision is that you must have a time of fellowship.
La première provision, c'est que vous devez disposer un moment de partage.
Have a time of fellowship with God.
Un moment de partage avec Dieu.
God wants to be a friend with you.
Dieu veut être votre ami.
So you need to create time.
Vous devez créer le moment.
If you want to be friends with someone,
si vous voulez être ami de quelqu'un,
you need to create time to be alone with that person, isn't it also?
Vous devez créer le moment, le temps.
Créer.
Vous devez créer le temps.
And no matter how busy you are,
peu importe que vous soyez occupé,
if that person is important to you,
mais si cette personne est importante,
you must create time.
Vous allez toujours créer le temps.
When you want to marry a wife,
lorsque vous voulez marier votre femme,
automatically you will create time.
Automatiquement vous allez créer le temps.
Because you value your wife.
Parce que vous valorisez votre.
Or you value your husband or your friend.
Vous valorisez votre mari ou votre ami.
So you want to talk all the time.
Vous aurez besoin de causer à tout moment.
So you will give the person your phone number.
Vous allez donner à la personne votre numéro.
So that you can call. That's how God wants to do with you. God wants to talk with you. So you must decide to create time to talk with God. So you need a time personally to talk with God. Then you need to create time as a family to also relate with God. A time you can read the Bible together.
Le moment où vous pouvez lire la Bible ensemble.
You can discuss, you know, what you have learned from what you have read.
Vous avez appris.
And then you can pray.
Vous pouvez aussi prier.
There are different prayer requests. Everybody, you know, different prayer requests. You pray about it.
Et les différentes intentions de prière, vous mélangez, vous priez.
And you know, you walk. You try to walk based on that which God has shown to you.
Et vous essayez de marcher basé par rapport à ce que Dieu vous a montré.
So you need to, you know, nurture that relationship.
Et vous devez nourrir cette relation.
So it's like a new life you have received.
C'est comme une nouvelle vie que vous avez reçue.
You need to nurture it and let it grow.
Et vous devez la nourrir et pour qu'elle puisse grandir.
And sometimes you may also get Christian messages or books.
Et parfois vous pouvez aussi avoir des brochures.
or films,
ou des films,
things that will help you to grow in this relationship.
Les choses qui vont vous aider à grandir dans cette relation.
And you would like to also associate with other people who can encourage you in this new relationship. And that's why we felt it's important for you to know this brethren from Kinshasa. Because they can also help you to grow. You can invite them and they can invite you.
They
can have time, maybe they can come to you, you spend some time. And if you have questions, and you can have fellowship together. And you can also call your friends. Say, look, there is something that we have found. We want to share it with you. And that way your faith can begin to grow. Your faith can begin to grow. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. Hearing the word of God. The faith that you have received,
la foi que vous avez reçu,
it can grow.
Ça peut grandir.
And it grows by hearing the word of God.
Et ça grandit en écoutant la parole de Dieu.
So you must give attention to hearing the word of God.
Vous devez donner l'attention d'écouter la parole de Dieu.
It grows by coming together with other believers.
Ça grandit en se rassemblant avec d'autres croyants.
So you can discuss share your faith with them.
Alors, c'est alors que vous pouvez partager votre foi avec
you can discuss your challenges with them.
Discuter sur vos défis.
You may have some questions.
Vous pouvez avoir des questions.
And then you can share your experiences together.
Alors, vous pouvez aussi partager vos expériences ensemble.
Amen. So that's just what I feel God is saying to you this evening.
Et c'est vraiment ce que je sens, ce que je sens que Dieu veut vous parler.
So that's why we felt like coming to see how you're doing. And if you have any questions,
et si vous avez des questions
regarding what we have said
concernant ce que nous avons dit,
now or the other time when we came,
concernant ce qu'on a discuté lorsque nous étions ici,
or any challenges you've had,
ou encore n'importe quel défi que vous aviez,
we feel that we can use this opportunity to talk about it. Our time of stay here is very short. But because we have a tight schedule, we already have a tight plan. So we believe that in future, God will give us more time to spend some more time. So that we can actually go into the scriptures. And we can share with you God's plan for you. Some of the things we said last time, that God has the plan God has for you. Amen.
I want to read the scripture.
First Peter chapter 2. 1 to
5.
Yes, first Peter chapter 2.
Yes, read from verse 1 to 5.
The air sent.
No, you read.
No, read.
Yes.
So you can practice.
Yes.
Because you have to start living with your wife.
Rejetant donc toute malice et toute ruse, la dissimulation, l'envie et toute médisance. Désirez comme des enfants, nouveau-nés, le lait spirituel et pur, afin que lui vous croisiez pour le salut. Alors, excusez-moi. Désirez comme des enfants nouveau-nés, le lait spirituel et pur, afin que par lui vous croisiez pour le salut. Si vous avez goûté que le Seigneur est bon, approchez-vous de lui, pierre vivante, rejetée par les hommes, mais choisie et précieuse devant Dieu. Et vous-même, comme des pierres vivantes, édifiez-vous pour former une maison spirituelle, un saint sacerdoce, afin d'offrir des victimes spirituelles agréables à Dieu par Jésus-Christ.
Okay. Well, he was saying something very, very important. When a child is born, God begins to put a desire in the heart of a child for milk. It's a natural appetite. Also, when a person, you know, so when a person also receives Christ into his life, when a person receives Christ into his life, something happens within him. A new personality is born. And there's a need for that child to begin to drink milk. Which is the word of God. Just the way you eat your natural food. So that you can have strength. So that you can grow. That you can be strong. Can be able to do work. So also spiritually. If you want to sustain that life that God has given you. The word of God you must eat. Morning. Night. You said you must desire it, you must, so that you can grow thereby. This life must grow. Christ inside you must grow.
Christ en toi doit grandir.
If you don't feed it, it will die.
Si vous ne nourrissez pas, il va mourir.
So you cannot do without it.
On peut pas grandir sans toutefois le faire.
While he was talking,
quand il parlait,
I remember the woman in the Bible.
Je me rappelle une femme dans la Bible.
She was called the Queen of Sheba.
De?
Queen of Sheba.
La reine de Saba.
Okay. Yes, Sheba is somewhere around Ethiopia area now.
No, la reine de Sheba.
Sheba, yes. You know, she in her country she heard about the wisdom of Solomon.
Et dans son pays, elle a entendu parler de la sagesse de Salomon.
That God gave him the wisdom.
Elle a entendu que Dieu lui a donné la sagesse.
To speak His word.
Et pour parler.
She said, I want to hear this word.
Et la femme a dit, moi, je dois entendre cette
and parole. She made a very long journey.
Et elle a fait un long voyage.
You know, recently I was thinking about that.
Et récemment, je pensais sur ça.
The trouble she took.
Le trouble que la femme a raconté.
This was not in the days of aeroplane.
À ce moment-là, c'était pas comme aujourd'hui, on a des avions.
It was not in the days of moto.
C'était pas le moment où, comme aujourd'hui, nous avons des trains.
It was a journey that took her many weeks.
Et c'était, à ce moment-là, c'était un voyage qui prenait beaucoup de mois et de semaines.
Or even months, I don't know.
Même aussi des mois, je ne sais pas.
So that she could hear the word of God.
Pour qu'elle puisse entendre la parole de Dieu.
That was how important this word was to her.
Et pour elle, ça montre comment et à quel niveau cette parole était importante.
It must become that important to you.
Et cette parole doit avoir cette importance en vous.
If God could send us from Nigeria,
si Dieu nous a fait quitter Nigeria,
to come and speak this word to you,
venir prononcer cette parole vers vous,
then you must be very important to him.
Sa vie aussi est important pour vous.
And this word must be very important too.
Et cette parole doit aussi être importante.
So you also must make that effort.
Vous aussi vous devez faire cet effort, ce même effort.
Wherever you can get this word.
Sorry.
Wherever you can get this word.
Soit là où n'importe où vous pouvez entendre cette parole.
It is the most important thing in life.
Vous devez savoir que c'est la plus importante des choses dans la vie.
You know, it gives you access to things that hands cannot give you.
Ça vous donne l'accès aux choses que le main ne peut même pas toucher.
The word of God.
Les yeux ne peuvent pas voir.
The word of God, you know, is our key to the things of the spirit.
La parole de Dieu, c'est la clé pour les choses spirituelles.
Natural things have a limitation.
Les choses matérielles ont des limites.
There are things that money cannot buy.
Il y a des choses que l'argent ne peut pas acheter.
There are things that human strength cannot do.
Il y a des choses que la force de l'homme ne peut pas accomplir.
You know, but the word of God can do it.
Mais la parole de Dieu peut le faire.
While we were in Kinshasa,
quand nous étions à Kinshasa,
you know, during the meetings,
durant
one of the sisters in the church,
une des sœurs dans l'église,
the son fell sick. You know, she was with a child in the morning. By afternoon, he was very sick. In fact, she was crying. She thought the child was going to die. So we went to pray for her. You know, so we laid hands on the child. And prayed for the child. Hallelujah. Before we could, you know, the meeting was taking place, I think it was on the second floor.
La conférence s'est passée sur le balcon.
Before we could get from that ground floor to the second floor,
et avant, on devait quitter le balcon pour descendre au premier niveau.
The child was okay. Before we could get up to the top of the...
Avant qu'on monte au balcon,
after praying for the child.
Oui, après avoir prié pour l'enfant.
The boy was okay.
Donc l'enfant était guéri, l'enfant était bien. Donc le moment où il devait quitter le premier niveau pour rejoindre les balcons.
They didn't go to the hospital again.
Et ils ne sont plus partis à l'hôpital.
So the boy's grandfather was there when we were praying.
Et lorsqu'on priait, le grand-père de l'enfant aussi était là.
So he said he had never seen anything like that in his whole life.
Et il a dit il n'a jamais vu une telle chose dans sa vie.
So God used that thing to speak to him.
Et Dieu a utilisé cette chose pour lui parler.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the word of God can connect you to God.
La parole de Dieu peut vous connecter à Dieu.
Can connect you to life.
Ça peut vous connecter à la vie.
You see, it can take you beyond the natural.
Ça peut vous amener au-delà du naturel.
So you must... This must be become your life now.
Ceci doit devenir votre vie.
It must be like the food you eat.
Ça doit être comme la nourriture que vous mangez.
It must be like the water you drink.
Ça doit être comme de l'eau que vous buvez.
It is not like your phone.
C'est maintenant comme votre téléphone.
If somebody takes your phone from
si
you today,
téléphone,
you will feel like your hand has been cut off.
Comme si on vous a coupé la
this is what connects us to the heavens.
Mais cette parole nous amène.
God will speak to you through this word.
Dieu va vous parler à travers cette parole.
He has already given you his own phone number.
Il vous a déjà donné son numéro.
That's the scripture he read.
You
read it. He said, I stand at the door. God is already calling. You understand that? You must give God your own phone number too. Hallelujah. So that both of you can begin to interact. You know, so don't, you know, take what he has said seriously. Connect with the brethren in Kinshasa.
En contact avec le frère à Kinshasa,
you must grow.
Vous devez grandir.
The more you begin to know God,
the
more you begin to enjoy God. Like we read here in verse 3,
comme nous avons dit ici,
he said, if you have tasted,
il dit, si vous avez goûté,
there is an experience in God.
Il y a une expérience en Dieu.
Somebody said, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Quelqu'un a dit, testez. Et vous verrez que Dieu est bon.
That was David. He said, taste and see that the Lord is good.
C'était David qui disait, testez et vous verrez que Dieu est bon.
You will have to taste God to know how good he is.
Vous devez tester Dieu pour voir à quoi.
And you test him by having a relationship with him.
Vous allez le tester en ayant une relation avec lui.
It's very, 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 very important.
C'est vraiment très important.
You know, and we grow by having fellowship with other believers.
Vous allez grandir tout en ayant la communion avec d'autres chrétiens.
You know, and since you're already a family, you start by having fellowship one with another. Because God works in families. When Jesus came to Zacchaeus, he said, "Today is salvation come to this house." Also, in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, Paul and Silas were in prison. You know, and he was talking about joy. Their hands were chained. Their backs were bleeding because they had been brutally flogged.
Leur dos faisait tellement mal parce qu'ils étaient tellement bâti.
They were not happy.
Ils n'étaient pas contents.
Because their backs were paining them.
Parce qu'ils avaient beaucoup de la peine avec.
But they were joyful.
Mais ils étaient dans la joie.
And they were rejoicing in the Lord.
Et ils étaient dans la joie.
And as they prayed,
en l'Éternel,
there was an earthquake.
Et quand ils ont prié, il y a eu tremblement de terre.
And the doors opened of the prison.
Et les portes ont été ouvertes.
Their chains were fell off their hands.
Leurs chaînes étaient tombées.
It was a supernatural intervention.
Parce que c'était une intervention supernaturelle.
When the keeper of the jail came out,
when
the keeper,
yes. Et lorsque les gardes de la prison sont venus,
he thought they had all escaped.
Ils ont cru que tout le monde était parti.
He wanted to kill himself.
Ils ont voulu se faire tuer eux-mêmes.
Because under Roman law, under Roman law,
mais parce que on est en dessous de la loi de l'homme,
yes,
la loi humaine.
If your prisoners escape,
la loi humaine. La loi romaine, sous la loi romaine.
If your prisoners escape,
si lorsque vous faites échapper les prisonniers,
you pay with your life.
Vous devez le payer.
But Paul said, "We are here. Don't harm yourself." Paul said, "We are here. All of us. Don't harm yourself."
Et alors Paul a dit, "Nous sommes ici, nous tous. Vous ne devez pas vous."
The man saw the hand of God. The keeper of the jail saw the hand of God.
Les gardiens de la prison ont vu la main de Dieu.
He said, "What must I do to be saved?"
Ils ont dit, qu'est-ce que nous devons faire pour que nous puissions être sauvés?
He said, and Paul said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ."
Et Paul a dit, croyez en Seigneur Jésus-Christ.
You shall be saved, you and your household.
Vous serez sauvés, vous et votre famille.
You know? So God wants to build your household. Marriage, you know, as in the world, is different from marriage in Christ.
Le mariage dans le monde est différent de celui qui est en Christ.
Okay, so your home now is now a church.
Aujourd'hui, votre foyer est une église.
The family is the basic unit in the church.
La famille, c'est une unité dans l'église.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and God has an order for the family.
Et Dieu a un ordre pour la famille.
He has an order for the husband.
Il a un ordre pour le mari.
He has an order for the wife.
Il a un ordre pour la femme.
But the husband is the head of the house.
Et le mari, c'est lui, la tête de la maison.
I hope you understand what that means.
J'espère que vous comprenez de quoi je
parle. It means that now you will have to begin to relate to God.
Cela veut dire qu'aujourd'hui vous devez commencer
and then,
à Begin to
teach your family.
Commencez aussi à enseigner votre famille.
Because you have to buy your own Bible.
You have to get your own Bible.
C'est la raison pour laquelle vous devez avoir votre
Bible. Get a big one like this. This is yours, sir. Okay, Pamela. Well, you now buy one for her. You know. So it's very important.
C'est très important.
You are starting a journey.
Vous allez commencer un voyage.
We've been on this journey for a long time.
Vous serez dans ce voyage pendant un long moment.
We started this journey about 1978.
Nous avons commencé ce voyage en 97.
I started mine about 1982.
Sorry, your journey?
Yes.
In 1982.
He started 1978.
78.
Yes.
Okay. Il a commencé en 78 Et il a commencé à
82. Yes.
Et il a commencé en 78.
So by now we should be able to tell you if the journey is good or not.
Sorry?
So by now we should be able to tell you if the journey is good or not.
Maintenant nous sommes bien disposés pour vous dire si le voyage est bon ou non.
It's getting better and better every day.
Et ça devient tellement meilleur, mieux, le plus en plus mieux chaque jour.
It's better and better and better every day.
Devient le plus en plus mieux chaque jour.
The enemy attacks homes. Yes. The enemy attacks homes. Because that is the basic unit of a church. If the family unit breaks down, the church has broken down. There is something we notice as we travel to Africa. In Eastern and Central Africa.
Dans l'Afrique centrale et dans l'Afrique de l'Est.
Yes, because of maybe the traditional practices.
À cause des pratiques traditionnelles.
You notice that the family structure is not very strong.
On a remarqué que la structure des familles n'est pas vraiment forte.
You know, and they have a very easy, you know, attitude towards marriage.
Et ils ont une attitude vraiment facile devant. Yeah. Les affaires de mariage.
You know, sometimes they marry today.
Oui. Donc, on peut se marier aujourd'hui.
Tomorrow they just pack and go.
Demain, on se sépare.
It means nothing to them.
Pour eux, vraiment, ça signifie rien.
You know, and you know, so you see a lot of young women have children before they marry.
Vous verrez beaucoup de femmes, beaucoup de filles qui ont des enfants en dehors du mariage.
Yes, young men have children before they marry.
Hommes qui ont des enfants en dehors du mariage.
You know, and it is a normal thing.
Et pour eux, c'est une chose normale.
You know, God holds the family as a very sacred thing.
Et pour Dieu considère la famille comme une chose secrète.
And we also notice that they have a very free attitude towards, you know, sex. Attitude towards sex, you know, it's a very casual thing here.
That is free attitude.
Yeah.
Une attitude libre.
Towards sex. Just it's a very casual thing here. It means nothing.
Donc pour eux, vraiment, le foyer ne signifie absolument rien.
These are things that are very, very serious before God.
Or, ce sont des choses qui sont vraiment sérieuses devant Dieu.
When a man begins to walk with God,
lorsque l'homme commence à marcher avec Dieu,
he begins to feel the heart of God.
Il commence à sentir le cœur de Dieu.
He begins to know the things that God loves.
Il commence à savoir les choses que Dieu aime.
He begins to love those things that God loves.
Lui aussi, il commence à aimer les choses que Dieu aime.
He begins to know the things that God hates.
Il commence à savoir maintenant les choses que Dieu
and
aime.
He begins to hate those things.
Lui aussi, il commence à les haïr.
That's what friendship is all about. That's what friendship is all about.
C'est ça, l'amitié.
Yes, you with your friend.
Avec ton ami,
you are friends with somebody who you like the same things.
Lorsque vous êtes ami avec quelqu'un, vous allez aimer les mêmes choses.
Yes.
Avec une personne, so, vous aimez la même chose.
When God invites you to become His friend,
lorsque Dieu vous invite à devenir son
he
ami,
He invites you to love the thing that He loves.
Il t'invite à aimer les choses qu'il aime.
See, as you begin to read the Bible,
lorsque vous lisez la Bible,
the word. That word here is spirit. The word of God is a spirit.
La parole de Dieu est esprit.
It has the power to affect you.
La parole de Dieu a le pouvoir de t'affecter.
It begins to change your personality.
Ça va commencer à changer ta personnalité.
It begins to change the way you see things.
Ça va commencer à changer ta manière de voir les choses.
It begins to change your attitude towards people.
Ça va commencer à changer ton attitude envers les gens.
It changes everything about you.
Ça va changer tout ce que tu
es. That's what it's designed to do. You know, and one important thing we want to pass across to you is that you must be on your guard.
Sorry.
You must be on your guard.
Vous devez être en garde.
Yes, with respect to your home.
Respectez votre foyer.
Like I was saying earlier,
comme je disais précédemment,
when Israel left Egypt,
lorsque Israël a quitté l'Égypte,
Pharaoh came against them.
Pharaon les a poursuivis.
There are certain spirits
il y a certains esprits
that attack homes.
Qui attaquent les foyers.
They attack marriages.
Qui attaquent le mariage.
These attacks come in the mind.
Et ces attaques atteignent,
you know,
les pensées.
They come in the mind.
Ça atteint les pensées.
As we move from one country to another, in Africa. We find the same challenges here and there.
Vous trouverez le même défi partout.
In Kinshasa, we left Kinshasa when on Monday morning. Yeah, but in Friday night,
on a quitté Kinshasa, you know, le lundi.
We had time to meet with a couple.
Et le vendredi le soir, on a eu le temps de,
you know,
a couple,
a family, a husband and wife.
De raconter un couple.
You know, and they were having a lot of challenges.
Ils avaient beaucoup de défis.
And we just realized it was the devil that was, you know.
Nous avons réalisé que c'était des attaques du diable.
The husband had certain thoughts about the wife.
Et le mari avait certaines arrière-pensées sur sa femme.
And the wife had certain imaginations about the husband.
Et la femme aussi avait des imaginations sur son
and
mari.
And none of them was correct.
Et personne d'entre eux était correct.
It was just the enemy attacking them.
C'était juste les attaques de l'ennemi.
And trying to put a wall between them.
Qui essayait de mettre un mur entre eux.
So these are things you must be on your guard.
Ce sont des choses auxquelles vous devez prendre garde.
In your minds.
Vos pensées.
In your thoughts.
Vos pensées.
You know, as you read the word of God.
Lorsque vous lisez la parole de Dieu.
It renews our minds.
Ça va renouveler vos pensées.
It changes our thinking.
Ça va changer votre façon de penser.
You know, and all that. So you must begin to pray together.
Vous devez commencer à prier ensemble.
It's very important. The more you pray together, the more God binds you together. The more you agree together,
le plus vous êtes d'accord ensemble,
you defeat the enemy.
Vous faites échouer l'ennemi.
He said, if one person is alone,
il dit, lorsque quelqu'un est seul,
he cannot prevail.
Il ne peut pas gagner.
But two together,
deux, ensemble,
they will prevail.
Ils vont gagner.
You know, so that's very important to you.
C'est très important pour vous.
You must create time together to read the Bible.
Vous devez créer le temps ensemble.
Discuss it.
Discuter.
And allow God to speak to you.
Et permettre à Dieu.
As you begin to do that.
Et lorsque vous commencez à faire ça.
Little by little, your mind will begin to blend like this.
Et petit à petit, vos pensées vont commencer à se joindre.
You begin to think alike.
Vous allez maintenant commencer à penser de la même manière.
You begin to see things from the same perspective.
Vous allez avoir la même perspective.
You begin to hear God speak to you.
Vous allez commencer à entendre Dieu vous parler.
God speaks.
Dieu parle.
Just the way any other person speaks, God speaks.
Juste comme tout le monde parle, Dieu aussi parle.
Day by day, He will sharpen your ear.
Le jour, il va commencer à vous toucher.
You begin to hear His voice.
Vous allez commencer à entendre sa voix.
You begin to know inside your mind.
Vous allez commencer à savoir votre pensée.
What God wants you to do.
Qu'est-ce que Dieu veut que vous
fassiez. You know, and I believe that as you start there.
Et je crois que quand vous allez commencer.
Step by step.
Pas à pas.
God will begin to give you victory.
Dieu va commencer à vous donner la victoire.
You know, and people will begin to come to you.
Les gens vont commencer à vous approcher.
They say, "What is your secret?"
Et ils vont vous demander les secrets.
How come that other homes are breaking down?
Mais comment est-ce que le foyer se dissout?
And yours is getting stronger and stronger.
Et vous, votre foyer devient de plus en plus fort.
You know, the secret is simple.
Le secret est simple.
It is Christ.
C'est Christ.
In the home.
Dans le foyer.
That is the secret.
C'est ça, les secrets.
You know, so I just want to encourage you.
Je veux juste vous encourager.
To make Christ your foundation.
Que vous puissiez faire Christ votre fondation.
Yes, you will never fail.
Et vous n'échouerez jamais.
You know, you will never fail.
Vous n'échouerez jamais.
Amen.
So, are there any prayer points? Anything you want us to pray for?
Est-ce que vous avez une intention de prière?
We have today and tomorrow. On Thursday morning we have to go to Nairobi. So any prayer point? Yes, we say we are going to pray for her job. Yes. That's one prayer point.
Nous avons promis que nous allons prier pour votre travail.
Yes, it's okay. On m'a appelé tout à l'heure. Demain, on va déposer un dossier complet.
Yes. Wow, we thank God.
Yes.
He says that they have just called her.
Yes.
That she has to bring all the documents and yes. The next week she's going to sign her contract.
Oh. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. So that is a blessing.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. So we're going to pray. We'll still pray.
On va toujours prier.
that it will be is a door that God has opened.
C'est une porte qui est déjà ouverte.
This job will lead to another.
Or there is another bigger job.
Et ce travail va vous amener à un autre travail.
Amen. So
moi, j'avais vraiment quelque chose à dire par rapport à ce que Edira a dit.
She had something to say about what the brother said.
En fait, l'enseignement qu'il a donné, c'est comme si vraiment ça nous était destiné.
He says that the teaching that you have just given, it's just like somebody told you, you know, it's very straight to their
situation.
Dernièrement, il y a quelques temps, on a vraiment rencontré des problèmes dans notre foyer ici, mon mari et moi.
The last time they had challenges in their home.
Donc j'avais compris que c'était des attaques de l'ennemi parce qu'on avait beaucoup de chances, beaucoup de discorde, on se racontait, on se changeait beaucoup de méchanceté, il n'y avait pas la paix dans la maison, il y avait moindre petit problème. C'est peut-être maintenant avec ce qu'il a dit, c'est vrai que le foyer, il faut mettre Christ en avant, il faut mettre la prière, il faut l'union, il faut prier ensemble, c'est important, c'est maintenant que je comprends ça. Parce qu'avant de...
Okay, she says that the last time they had problems in their home, and she understood that it was the attack of the enemy, because it was just like a little problem, and
you know,
yes, there was no commitment, a discord, you know. Okay, then.
Donc, au moins le problème, je pleurais au lieu de prier, je ne me confiais pas à Dieu, c'est-à-dire je voyais ça dans le monde, pas spirituellement.
Ok, in the problem, she had no courage to pray, she was just crying instead of praying, and you know, she has the perspective of in the world, you know, she thought that the problem was worldly, or the problem was, spiritually. She did not understand that it was a spiritual problem.
Yes. Maintenant, il y a quelque temps, j'ai beaucoup prié en tout cas. J'ai beaucoup prié, beaucoup prié, beaucoup prié. Je ne sais pas, c'est peut-être Dieu qui a écouté ma prière. J'ai dit vraiment, Seigneur, même si mon mari et moi, on n'arrive pas à résoudre nos problèmes en discutant tous les deux, mais il faut faire en sorte qu'une autre personne vienne nous fasse asseoir et nous enseigne pour nous dire que voilà, dans le foyer, il faut mettre Christ. Donc tout ce qu'il a dit, que dans le foyer, il faut beaucoup prier ensemble, il faut qu'il y ait l'union. Vraiment, c'est tout ce que j'ai demandé au Seigneur.
Okay. And she says that some time ago, she was praying and she was saying that God, as we are not able to solve this problem ourselves, please send even someone else to solve this problem. And she's very happy because everything that you talked about concerning reading the Bible together and sharing the word, you know, it's very, you know, objective.
Voilà, donc il y avait vraiment beaucoup de pression dans la maison. Il y avait pas la paix, il y avait pas la communication, il y avait, franchement, c'était difficile de vivre comme ça.
It was very difficult because they had no peace. They have no communication between her and her husband.
Donc maintenant, depuis que je me suis mise dans la prière avec les enfants, donc chaque soir, on s'assoit, on prie, je remets le foyer entre les mains de Dieu, les enfants, mon mari, malgré. Donc peu à peu, je vois que ça. C'est vrai que ça, c'est pas subitement, mais il y a un changement. Il y a un changement parce que je me suis confiée à Dieu et je sens qu'il est en train de travailler. Parce que déjà mon mari, son caractère très nerveux, hein, moindre problème, c'est comme il a dit, avoir les arrière-pensées, quand un homme a les arrière-pensées envers sa femme, une femme a les arrière-pensées envers son mari.
Ok, she says that a time ago, she started to gather children and pray together. Even though the things are not going to change suddenly like this, but little by little, because her husband doesn't resist, you know, in problems. At any time he gets angry and he's énervé at the moment.
Oui,
and he talked about having thoughts, you know, evil thoughts concerning each other. Okay.
Donc maintenant, je vois que ça va de mieux en mieux. Depuis qu'on a confiance en main de Dieu, on prie, on remet la maison, la protection, tout ça là. Tous ces petits problèmes-là, ça s'améliore et on sent quand même dans la maison qu'il y a une paix et un calme et une vie, quoi. Tu sens qu'il y a...
Now she says that now she can see that the things are changing little by little. They had no peace, but now, not really... They don't have really peace, but little by little, the things are changing.
But we are going to pray. It will change this night.
Amen.
Ils vont prier et que ce soir, tout va changer.
Amen.
And let me say this also before we go on. Maybe basically to Herman. When a man, when you come into the house of God,
lorsque vous venez dans la maison de Dieu,
you come into the body of Christ,
vous venez dans le corps de Christ,
you become one.
Vous devenez un.
Tu comprends?
Hein? French.
Okay. So we become one.
Vous devenez un.
And our problems become one.
Et nos problèmes deviennent un.
We open up ourselves to one another.
Nous ouvrons les uns les autres.
You understand? Okay. So, d'accord. So, and you know, the reason is that that's only way God brings healing one to another. That is how God heals one another.
Oui, ça c'est.
When we share our problems.
Lorsque nous partageons nos problèmes, c'est lorsque et c'est alors que Dieu intervient pour nous guérir.
Because we are one.
Parce que nous sommes maintenant un.
With other members of the body.
Understand?
So we learn
to feel comfortable with each other.
Vous commencez maintenant à vous sentir confortable.
And we don't hide our problems from one another.
Et lorsque vous partagez votre problème les uns les autres.
Because we are members of the same body.
Parce que nous sommes membres d'un seul corps.
And fellowship is sharing our problems.
Et puis la communion c'est partager le problème que nous
That's
avons.
Fellowship.
C'est
fellowship.
Ça la communion.
Mm. So we all have problems.
Nous avons tous les problèmes.
And we have learned.
Et nous avons appris.
That as we share them with one another.
Et que partageons les uns les autres.
And pray together.
Et prions ensemble.
And God moves.
C'est Dieu.
There is power in agreement.
Il y a une puissance dans l'accord.
Like tonight, as we're going to pray.
Et ce soir, nous allons prier.
We're going to bind the spirits.
Nous allons lier cet esprit.
We're going to take away their power.
Nous allons chasser son
and
pouvoir.
We're going to pray that God will also give you power.
Nous allons aussi demander que Dieu vous donne le pouvoir.
To see.
De voir.
And then to stand.
Et puis se mettre debout.
And to overcome.
Et vaincre.
You know, I see something very wonderful about two of you.
J'ai vu vraiment quelque chose de merveilleux concernant and vous.
I see that God has a good plan.
Et je vois que Dieu a un bon plan.
I mean, I've said it over and over again.
Et je l'ai dit ici.
That's why God brought us here.
C'est la raison pour laquelle Dieu nous a amené.
Just for you.
Juste pour vous.
You know, and it's an encouragement.
C'est un encouragement.
You know, so as we pray.
Et lorsque quand nous prions,
know that you are in a battle.
Vous devez savoir que nous sommes dans la bataille.
Sometimes we have feelings within us.
Parfois, nous avons des sentiments.
And the enemy working.
Et l'ennemi est en train d'œuvrer.
It's a part of wisdom.
C'est une partie.
It's to recognize.
C'est la sagesse.
When the enemy is at work.
Lorsque vous êtes en mesure de reconnaître que l'ennemi aussi est en train d'œuvrer.
He can work in your mind. He can work in our minds.
Et il peut travailler dans notre pensée.
Putting all kinds of thoughts.
Et nous donnant de différentes toutes genres de pensées.
He can work in our emotions.
L'ennemi peut aussi travailler dans nos
still
émotions.
All kinds of bad feelings.
Et nous donner des mauvais sentiments.
He can work in our will.
Il peut travailler dans nos volontés.
Bringing a bad attitude.
Et pour nous donner des mauvaises attitudes.
He can work in our desire.
Il peut travailler dans nos désirs.
Prompting us to do all kinds of things.
Nous poussons de faire toutes genres de choses.
But the Bible says we should resist the enemy.
Mais la Bible dit nous devons résister l'ennemi.
Yes, God gave major primary injunction to husbands.
Et Dieu a donné la première instruction à l'homme.
Say, husband, love your wife.
Il dit l'homme aime ta femme.
That's God's command to you.
C'est ce que Dieu vous demande.
You understand that? It's a command.
ça c'est un commandement. But
love your wife.
Il dit aime ta femme.
And he said don't be bitter with her.
Il ne faut pas la taper.
You understand that? And he said you should dwell with her.
Il dit vous devez demeurer avec elle.
According to knowledge.
Selon la sagesse.
Giving honor unto her as unto the weaker vessel.
Sorry.
He said giving honor to the wife. You know women are weaker vessels.
Donner l'honneur à la femme parce que l'honneur est une vase.
So
et la femme est une vase.
So when you're dwelling with your wife,
lorsque vous êtes en train de vivre avec votre femme,
you recognize some of those weaknesses.
Vous allez reconnaître, vous allez voir certaines faiblesses.
You know, for instance,
à un moment,
women can be moody. They can have all kinds of.
La femme peut avoir des agitations.
Sometimes they don't even know why they feel the way they feel.
Tu ne sais même pas qu'est-ce qu'elle sent.
If you don't understand it,
si tu ne comprends pas, c'est juste ce que la femme a.
What did I do to you?
Et qu'est-ce que tu vas faire?
Sometimes it may just nothing.
Tu vas lui demander qu'est-ce qui ne va pas.
You understand?
Qu'est-ce que je t'ai fait? Mm-hmm. Parce que la femme a des sentiments, des émotions qu'elle ne peut pas exprimer, qu'elle ne peut pas dire, mais mm-hmm. qu'elle peut exprimer d'une manière que l'homme ne peut pas comprendre.
Mm. You understand that? You know, so God gives us wisdom to begin to understand this thing.
Et Dieu nous donne la sagesse de comprendre ces choses.
The Bible says, dwell with your wife with knowledge.
Knowledge, yes.
Et c'est pour cela que la Bible dit, vivez avec votre femme avec sagesse.
Connaissance.
Knowledge, c'est connaissance, sagesse.
Dans ce cadre-là, ça doit être connaissance.
Connaissance et non sagesse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Understanding. Yeah.
Understanding.
Mm-hmm. Understanding her weaknesses.
Oui, avec la compréhension, être capable de comprendre ses faiblesses.
And accommodating her.
Et l'accommoder.
Accommodating her, yes.
Just like God knows your weaknesses and accommodates you.
Et juste comme Dieu aussi connaît vos faiblesses et vous encourage.
Sometimes we feel somehow with God that He is patient with us.
Mm-hmm. Oui, parce que parfois nous sentons des très mal, mais il est là, il nous assiste. Hein?
On est bizarre, on ne sait pas comment faire avec Dieu, mm-hmm. mais il nous comprend et il nous soutient.
Il nous soutient, oui.
So he's patient with us.
Et il est patient envers mm-hmm. nous.
Because we are the bride of Christ.
Parce que nous sommes les épouses de
so,
Christ.
That should help us to know how to relate with our wives.
Donc c'est cette manière de faire qui va nous aider, hommes, à savoir comment nous comporter et avoir des relations avec nos femmes.
And also wives say you should submit unto your husband.
Et il demande aussi à la femme de se soumettre à son homme.
Don't challenge them.
Ne pas les défier.
Don't talk back to them.
Ne pas leur parler d'une manière qui peut choquer et blesser.
Sometimes the husband can get angry.
C'est vrai que des fois l'homme peut se fâcher.
That is the time to be quiet.
C'est le temps pour la femme de se calmer, de se taire.
You know, when a man feels threatened in the house,
quand l'homme est frustré dans sa maison,
he becomes more aggressive.
Il devient plus agressif.
You know, it's just a natural reaction.
C'est une réaction naturelle.
So, because no man wants to deal with another man in the house.
Parce qu'aucun homme ne peut accepter de traiter avec un autre homme dans sa maison.
It makes him become more aggressive.
Ça va faire à ce qu'il puisse être plus agressif et plus chaud.
Yes. God will give you wisdom too.
Que le Seigneur puisse aussi te donner la sagesse.
Yes. You know, and then both of you.
Et qu'ensemble.
When you sense that the atmosphere is not right in the house,
quand vous allez sentir que l'atmosphère n'est plus bonne dans la maison,
that is the time for you to recognize that the enemy is at work.
Ça sera le temps pour vous de reconnaître que l'ennemi est en train d'agir.
Know that both of you are on the same side.
Et que vous êtes du même côté ensemble.
Mm. It's the enemy that is on the other side.
Et que c'est l'ennemi qui est de l'autre côté.
What he wants to do is just to like this. He wants to do like this.
Sorry.
He wants to separate.
Et que la seule chose que l'ennemi est en train de rechercher, c'est de vous séparer.
You must resist him.
Mais vous devez le résister.
You know, and you will overcome him.
Et le vaincre.
You know, and God will be glorified in your home.
Et le Seigneur sera glorifié dans votre maison.
We're going to pray.
On va prier.
And, you know, I feel good about it.
Je suis en train de me sentir bien à propos de vous.
I believe you have the potential to overcome.
Je pense que vous avez le potentiel pour vaincre.
And to carry the word of the Lord.
Et de prendre la parole de Dieu.
Through this land of God.
Et être à même de pouvoir l'amener dans le coin de ces pays.
Amen.
Amen.
And if you have times of challenge,
et quand vous avez des moments de difficulté, des défis,
feel free to relate to the brethren.
Il faudrait que vous puissiez vous sentir à l'aise pour communiquer avec les autres frères.
Don't hide it.
Ne cachez pas vos difficultés,
because
problèmes.
We are members one of another.
Parce que nous sommes un même corps, nous sommes des membres de ce corps, nous sommes partie de ce corps.
Agree on that, both of you.
Vous devez être en accord par rapport à ces choses
that
ensemble.
When you feel, you know, like the wave is rising beyond you.
Si vous pensez qu'il y a quelque chose au devant de vous,
all the brothers say, please pray for us.
Vous pouvez appeler les frères et leur demander de prier pour vous.
Because it's a spiritual battle.
Parce que c'est un combat spirituel.
That's the way you overcome.
C'est la seule façon pour vous de vaincre.
Okay.
On va prier.
Amen.
Amen.
So we pray. Jehovah is
Seigneur, que tu le soutiennes, Jésus. Ils ont besoin de toi, Seigneur. Personne ne vient vers toi sans que toi tu ne l'aies appelé, Jésus. Tu les as appelés, Seigneur, pour ton œuvre. Tu les as appelés, Seigneur, pour une mission particulière. Seigneur, nous le recommandons entre tes saintes puissantes mains, Seigneur. Que tu leur donnes la force suffisante, Jésus, pour qu'ils s'élèvent, Seigneur. Qu'ils se repentent, Jésus. Et qu'ils prennent une décision, Seigneur, d'avancer avec toi, de marcher avec toi. Oh Dieu. Laisse que l'amour, Seigneur, qui surpasse toute chose, l'amour qui surpasse tout entendement, qui surpasse tout être en insuffisant, tout ce que l'homme veut voir, Seigneur, puisse régner dans cette maison, dans cette famille, dans ce couple, Jésus, pour leur donner la force, Seigneur, de se suivre. supporter, ô Éternel Tout-Puissant, la force, ô Éternel Tout-Puissant, de tenir ensemble, ô roi de Salem, qui ne puisse pas être comme des vierges folles, mon roi, mon Dieu, mais qui puisse, ô Éternel Tout-Puissant, avoir de l'huile suffisante, mon Seigneur, pour qu'il puisse, ô Éternel Tout-Puissant, attendre le retour de l'époux, ô Dieu, et qu'il puisse, ô Éternel Tout-Puissant, prendre part à la noce. Dieu de gloire, Dieu de toute puissance, Dieu au-dessus de toutes choses, nous le recommandons entre tes saintes puissantes mains, parce que nous savons que le projet que tu as formé pour eux, ce sont des projets de paix et de bonheur, afin de leur donner une espérance et un avenir. Nous le recommandons entre tes saintes puissantes mains, parce que nous savons que tu es plus que capable, Jésus, de leur amener au Éternel Tout-Puissant. De l'huile raffinée, si vous en avez, vous pouvez donner une petite pinte. Vous n'avez pas de l'huile de bébé?
Non.
Vaseline?
Non.
They don't have.
Just in baby oil.
Vous n'avez pas l'huile qu'on applique sur le bébé?
What do you use on the tata?
Comment tu fais ta cuisine?
L'huile végétale?
Oui, c'est ce qu'on demande.
They ask me vegetal oil.
Yes, oui. Oui. Yeah. C'est l'huile raffinée, non?
Oil,
oui.
Oil, oil.
Amène une portion d'huile dans une assiette, une petite quantité.